Meesho's Q4 losses shrink, revenue climbs. PB Fintech profit doubles in FY26. GCC's Zoom in India. Freshworks to cut 500 jobs globally as part of restructuring.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, there's going to be a lot of numbers today. Let's start with earnings. And first up is Meesho, which reported a sharp reduction in losses for the March quarter. Now, the company's quarterly net loss narrowed nearly 88% year-on-year to about 166 crores. And for the full financial year, losses also reduced significantly, down 66% compared to last year. Now, revenue, meanwhile, continued to grow for Meesho. Meesho reported quarterly revenue of over 3,500 crores, which was up again 47% year-on-year. Now, the company says a large part of its growth is coming from new online shoppers in India, where e-commerce penetration is still relatively low compared to markets like China and Southeast Asia. Now, some of the highlights from the call, AI is also becoming central to how the platform operates today. More than 75% of Meesho's orders now come through personalized feeds, while features like voice-based shopping and address recognition are helping first-time users transact online. Internally, too, the company says around 70% of its code is now AI-generated. Now, its AI-powered shopping assistant, Vani, has also improved user conversations by over 20% among users who adopted the feature. There was one operational shift this quarter, though, which is very significant. Valmo, which is Meesho's in-house logistics arm, handled about 50% of shipments in Q4, down from a peak of 65% in the previous quarter. Now, the company said this was because some orders were fulfilled through cheap external logistic channels instead. All right, moving to another important earnings today, insurance and fintech segment, PB Fintech, the parent company of Policy Bazaar, has also reported strong growth for this quarter and full year of FY26. Quarterly net profit, if you look at it, rose 54% year-on-year to rupees 261 crores. This was helped by growth in its health and life insurance policies. Now, if you look at the full financial year, profit, in fact, more than doubled to about 670 crores. And revenue from operations grew about 37% in this March quarter, crossing about 2,000 crores, while full year revenue also rose 37%. Insurance premium growth, of course, gained a strong momentum. Total insurance premium during the quarter crossed about 9,200 crores, with health and term insurance continuing to drive growth for PB Fintech. While profit growth has been even more striking, expanding nearly 10 times over the same period, some investors and analysts remain unconvinced about PB Fintech's push into the hospital business. So the company was forced to cancel, in fact, its qualified institutional placement or QIP after shareholders' backlash earlier this year. All right, let's shift gears to India's GCC ecosystem, which is now moving beyond back office support into more strategic work. According to NASSCOM's Zinnov report, India now hosts over 2,100 global capability centers, employing around 2.36 million professionals. That's big. Now, the sector's market size has also reached nearly $100 billion. Now, what stands out from this report is the type of work moving into India. Around 96% of GCC set up after FY21 were launched with product or portfolio mandates, meaning companies are increasingly assigning core business functions and decision-making responsibilities to their India centers. But now AI is playing a major role in this transition. Nearly, if you look at the numbers, nearly half the GCCs established since FY21 were built with AI at their core, and more than 1,200 centers now house AI and machine learning capabilities. Now, India also has over 250 AI-focused centers of excellence and an AI talent pool of over 250,000 professionals. Now, at the same time, hiring patterns are changing. That's also very interesting. So companies are now focusing more on productivity gains, redeployment, and AI-led efficiency rather than simply adding large number of employees. So the shift is from scale-led expansion to capability-led growth. All right, moving on. not a good news for employees. Freshworks has announced layoff as part of a restructuring exercise, adding to, in fact, a broader reset happening across the global SaaS sector. Now, the Nasdaq-listed company will reduce its global workforce by around 11%. Now, this will impact as big as 500 employees across India and the US. Now, the company expects to incur restructuring costs towards this of around $8 million, which I think it will be absorbed in the coming quarters. Now, in an internal letter to employees, the company's CEO, Dennis Woodside, said the company is reorganizing itself around a few key outcomes as the pace of the AI era changes how businesses operate today. But if you look at it, this is a second official layoff under Mr. Woodside. And he said more than half of Freshworks' large deals now include AI, while a majority of its customer experience clients have in fact upgraded towards a unified platform. So the company, in fact, did not specify which teams would be impacted, but sources say it's across departments, engineering, customer support, and more. So Freshworks also reported its Q1 numbers today. In fact, during the earnings call, the CEO and the CFO announced the layoffs. The company's revenue, in fact, rose 16% to $228 million. But if we look at the GAAP operating loss, it narrowed compared to last year, although it swung back into a loss after reporting an operating profit in the previous year. The layoffs also come at a time when the global SaaS model is under pressure. We've been talking about it in our podcast, with companies balancing slower growth, investments and profitability targets. In fact, recently we broke the news on SuperOps, which has laid off around 30% of its staff as SaaS firms increasingly recalibrate teams and spending in response to changing market conditions that are very AI-led today. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.